Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Even if you don't play, I'm sure most of you have heard about Pokemon Go. If you don't know what it is, well, it's a smartphone game app where you can catch Pokemon that appear on your screen and then battle them against others. Loved both in Japan and internationally, it has been downloaded over 1 billion times and is so popular that events are held all over the world. The first Pokemon Go event in Kyushu, Pokemon Go Wild Area Fukuoka, will be held in Fukuoka City on Saturday, November 16th and Sunday, November 17th. The main venue will be Maizuru Park, where you'll be able to find popular Pokemon characters throughout the city. Besides encountering rare Pokemon within the park, you can also participate in an exciting event where you can catch Pokemon while exploring 10 official courses set around sightseeing spots in the city. It's a fun opportunity to discover both Pokemon and the attractions of Fukuoka City. Tickets are required to participate in this event, so for more details, search for Pokemon Go Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Have you been studying Japanese but would like an opportunity to chat more with Japanese people in Japanese? The Fukuoka City International Foundation is hosting an event where international residents and Japanese residents can enjoy conversations together. The event will take place on November 23rd from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Across Fukuoka in Tenjin Chuo Ward. Participants will form two circles with international participants and Japanese participants facing each other. You'll chat one-on-one about various themes for 1 minute. And after each round, participants will switch seats and chat with the next person. The event will be facilitated by Shintaro Fukai, a regional Japanese language education advisor from the Agency for Cultural Affairs. It's a great opportunity to engage in conversation with many different people. Participation is free, but registration is required, and the event is limited to the first 30 participants. Please search for Nihongo Shaberiba in Tenjin to register. Enjoy the conversations and create connections that transcend borders. All right, so now to continue, I have some information from Fukuoka City. Have you heard about Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School? It's a public night school established by Fukuoka City for people who couldn't receive compulsory education for various reasons, or who couldn't attend school due to issues like truancy. Enrollment is open regardless of nationality. At this school, you can study the same 9 subjects as in regular junior high school. And if you're worried about your Japanese skills, you can also receive Japanese language instruction. Graduating from the school grants you a junior high school diploma. Classes are held on weekdays from 5:50 p.m. to 9:20 p.m., and the school is located in Momochi Sawada Ward. There are no fees for tuition or textbooks. If you'd like to know more, there will be a school information session on November 10th at 2 p.m. To participate, please register by Wednesday, November 6th via phone or the web. You can call 092-400-0751 between 2 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. on weekdays. Again, if you want to call for information, that phone number is 092-400-0751, and calls will be taken between 2 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. on weekdays. For web registration, search for Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School Student Recruitment. If you have questions or need advice, you can contact them via email in your own language using the address provided on their website. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.